Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Len Bomer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Berry moves to third. Knoop moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. Berry scores. Noop moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bomer moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Clark reaches second base with a double. Bomer scores. Stottlemyre goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-0 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Stottel Miri covering, for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman scores. Williams moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bomer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottel Miri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottel Miri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stottel Miri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stottel Miri for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. White moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. White scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 4-3, Yankees. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman bunts towards first. Bomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Knupp moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knupp moves to third. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stottlemyre, and towards Michael, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 2 in the game. Michael hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward pinch hits for Gary Peters. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Dan Osinski now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Jerry Kenny pinch hits for Bobby Cox. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kenny. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Kenny steals second. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bomer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pafletic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stottlemyre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny scores. It's 6-3, Yankees. Danny Lazar now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stottlemyre moves to second. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-3 in the game. Michael takes first base on ball 4. Stottlemyre moves to third. Clark moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kenny now playing third base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.